Last Sunday, we celebrated the feast of the Most Holy Trinity. Now, for many, the Trinity is a confusing revelation. Perhaps at best, it is a little bit of extra knowledge about God. But as far as living the Christian life is concerned, it's possible to imagine that one could do well without it. Well, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. Christ did not reveal the life of God, that is, the life of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in order to confuse. It is revealed that we might share it. It is our destiny. It's what human beings were created for. Because of Jesus, true God and true man, born of the woman Mary, we actually know that perfected humanity, that is, spirit-filled, grace-filled humanity, is part of what we call God. Christians believe that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can become what Jesus is by nature. For Jesus became flesh, was born of a woman, in order to make us what he is himself. And this is the offer Christianity makes, to be the sons and daughters of God, co-heirs with Christ, sharing his sufferings so as to share his glory. So to celebrate any occasion in honor of Mary is to celebrate a unique understanding of the relationship between God and humanity. Mary's consent at the Annunciation, though she could not have understood the consequences of her obedience to the will of God, is in fact the turning point of all human history. It is impossible to exaggerate how absolutely central our Blessed Lady is to the whole scheme of salvation. Her obedience made possible our union with the Trinity. For the Lord of life became flesh in Mary, so that all flesh may have real and everlasting life. Here in the Abbey Church at Buckfast, there are two stone figures of Mary. One is, naturally enough, in the Lady Chapel. This is the restored medieval statue of Our Lady of Buckfast. There, candles are lighted as signs of the many prayers offered and as evidence of devotion. Mary is shown in that chapel holding the child Jesus. There she is very much the Mother of God and our Mother. As a human being, she bore Jesus in her womb. She brought him forth when he was born in a stable, and she presented him first to the shepherds and then to the wise men. It's our task to be like that, to let Jesus come alive in us by the power of the Spirit, and for us to follow Mary's example and present him to the world. The second figure is high above the high altar. If you look up, you can see it very near the roof of the church. There, Mary is shown crowned by Jesus. Not the little child Jesus anymore, but the risen Lord, true God and true man. Where she has gone, we hope to follow. Of course, attention, as in any church, is usually focused on the altar, and that is only right. The gift of the life-giving power of God is constantly renewed when we receive the body and blood of Christ from the altar at Holy Communion. In this way, we are being changed now while we live on this earth. We are being transformed so that we might enjoy the true life God wants us to have, when we will rise to a life of true fulfillment and peace. And so, from the altar, we too are filled with grace, as was Mary. Mary has gone before us. She has already gained the crown of life. She represents the whole church, whose hope it is to rise from death to life and to rejoice forever in the presence of the living God. This has been made known to us that we may better understand our common destiny. Knowing all of this will not, of course, make it happen. Mary, we must understand, was obedient to the call of God. She listened to the voice of God. Obedience means to listen. And she was full of grace. The lesson for us is that we must be obedient to the will of God and endeavor to open our hearts, our inner selves, to the Holy Spirit, so that we too may be filled with grace. This is not a passive exercise, but requires us to follow Christ on his way of love, which he has told us is one of suffering, because it requires a denial of selfishness and everything that leads to domination and tyranny. We must therefore recognize that we have responsibilities, for none of us can be passive in the face of evil. Each one of us must be willing to allow the Spirit to work on our inner attitudes. It is a journey of conversion, a reformation that God desires of us. He desires this so that we may be happy and joyful in the Lord, and thus come to the fulfillment of our humanity with Mary and all the saints.